Next application is case number 11396, the application of Thomas F. Duncan and Betty J. Duncan. Site is located north of Route 26, Vine Creek Road, and being north of Arrow Drive, 107.14 feet east of Trails End, and being more specifically Lot 3, Block Q, and Blackwater Village Subdivision, with a 911 address of 34023 Arrow Drive, Dagsboro, and being identified as tax map ID number 134, map 11, parcel 263, requesting a variance from the front yard setback requirement. In this application, more specifically, they are requesting a 7.5-foot variance from the required 30-foot front yard setback for the porch and a 1.6-foot variance from the required 30-foot front yard setback for the house. And as I said, this is with Lot 3, Block Q of Blackwater Village.
Okay.
We received no letters of support, no letters of opposition, and one mail return on this application, gentlemen.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Lane. Good evening, sir.
Good evening. I'm Ray Tomasetti. I represent Thomas and Betty Duncan. You'll be sworn in.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Betty Duncan, 34023 Arrow Drive, sets? Dagsboro, Delaware, 19939.
Okay. Can you wait right here? Can you state your name and address for the record?
Thomas F. Duncan, 34023 Arrow Drive, Dagsboro, Delaware.
Do you both swear or affirm the testimony you're about to provide is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
I do.
Thank you.
What I've submitted to the board is some photos, or black and white photos, showing the porch and showing the house. And there's in the packet itself, there's also a Google map to show the location on Arrow Road. What the pictures don't depict is, and attached to the application, we attached two surveys. We attached a survey that was done when the Duncans were purchasing the property back in April of 2014 that shows that was done by Lawrence Long. And what Mr. Long has shown on his survey is the county setbacks. A previous survey that was done back in 2002, I also submitted, and it failed to show any of the setbacks. So I doubt that the previous owner was aware of any violations, and one of the owners had died, Mr. Wainwright, who was owned the property together with his wife. So they were very unaware and surprised when addressed the issue. We had the survey done, and we checked it out. The one thing that Mr. Long's survey does show is the fact that even though the lot itself looks like a lot of buildable area, if you look at his note, where he says the true buildable area can only be determined after a qualified wetland delineation. And if you look at the lots, and they own Lot 2 and Lot 3, you can see that there's the marshland, which is towards the back of the property. So that's one thing that the pictures don't really do a good job depicting. So, again, the buildable area, I'm sure, was limited by that when Mr. Wainwright built the house some 30 years ago. The issue in question is the fact that we have a 30-foot setback, and if you look at the pictures, you'll see the porch does violate it, and the house violates it based on Mr. Long's survey by the 1.6 feet. If I go through just a couple of issues, you'll hear some testimony from the Duncans that they, on the street, there's only their house and two other houses. They've had a letter which was not sent to the board. They have here tonight with them from the neighbor across the street who they've talked to and has no objection. They didn't talk to the other neighbor. But in the fact, if we look at some of the standards, the lot itself is unique in the sense that we have this wetlands. And in fact, I'm sure they built that. When I look at the lot number two, you look at where they built the garage, which is not a factor. You wouldn't put the garage in that location if you had a truly buildable area. And I'm sure that's the same issue with the house. So that's why you would put it when you have a lot of that size. It doesn't make any sense. So in essence, they probably could not develop it in strict conformity with the zoning code given that marshland, and I think that's an issue. The Duncans didn't create this, didn't create the hardship. It was something which, when they purchased it, there was a disclosure. It wasn't even disclosed in the disclosure because the seller didn't even know it. And we brought it up, and the widow was very upset about it. If the variance is granted tonight, it will not affect the essential character of the neighborhood. If you look at, I think that's what the pictures really describe, and if you look at it, you can see how much area really is there. It's when you look at the pictures versus the survey, when I looked at it, I was surprised how far back the house really was. It was amazing to me that on that there's so much area. So it's not going to affect it, and the neighbors weren't even aware of it. And what we're seeking is really the minimum variance allowed. We're not seeking to expand the porch. We're not seeking to expand the house. We're just seeking to have it stay in its current existence where it's been for the last 30 years, and that's all we're seeking. And I guess Mrs. Duncan, she has a note from a little letter and some more pictures in talking to the neighbors as well. She has one, and I'll submit that. And I think these are pictures they had taken.
Right, here's
and,
the letter.
And a letter from the neighbors, which is Donna and John Mitchell, that they had given them for tonight. So I'll submit that. And there's two pictures they had taken.
Thank you.
Just want to submit that. Do you have anything else to add, or have I correctly stated the position?
Yeah, everything was fine. Yeah.
All right.
Correct.
All right. Do you have any questions of the applicants, sir?
Let's see. Are there any questions from members of the board, Mr. Hudson?
Not at this time.
All right. Mr. Rickards?
Yeah, you said the porch was on there when they purchased the property?
Yes, it was. The porch has been there since they purchased the property. And the only thing we could tell based on looking at the building permits is the garage looks like it was built back in 87, 88. The house looks like 84. Is when the looking at the building permits, I could tell just by the old cards. That's all I could tell from the cards. But Mrs. Wainwright, the widow, really wasn't much help to us in trying to determine that. She turned.
So in other words, it's been there
30 years. I'm saying 30 years.
Doesn't look that, does it?
It does. It looks really nice. It looks nice, and that's what they were impressed with it when they purchased it. But it's not something they've added. So.
Have you researched to see if they had a permit for that, or did that go along with the permit of the house?
Looks like the house. I saw there were two permits back in 84, and then there was one in 87, 88 for the garage, and that's all I could find.
That's all you could find?
That's all I could find on that.
So that must have been included in the original permit for the residence.
It looks nice. I'm saying I don't have color pictures of it, but it really looks nice. And
mm-hmm. Where are the wetlands? And, I have the November 20th, 2013 survey in front of me.
And the wetlands, if you look at the picture, the wetlands, they have like a line in the back, and he has it. It's hard to see. It says wood retaining.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying
there,
to find.
And marshland, but it says marshland on the back. So he more or less puts a disclaimer on there because he didn't want to show a delineation of wetlands.
Okay.
But he has the marsh in the back, and he has the retaining wall. Okay. And I guess you're just...
There's wetlands.
Sir, need to just come up to the microphone so you can pick it up. Thank you.
If you're holding the paper, looking straight up, there's wetlands to the top and to the left. The only area that's open is to the right where the street is, and then south of that to where the garage is.
And how far are you from the, you're really just what, a block from the marsh and just pretty close to the...
Yes. There's no buildable area north or...
East west. Or west.
East,
yeah.
East or west. West. East or west.
Yes. Yes, okay. That's right, west.
Gotcha. No.
For east or east. It'd be east. It'd be east.
Yeah, it would be east.
Because trails ends to the west.
Right.
Yeah, it's a dead-end road. There's just three houses. Our house and... two people across the street, and to correct the record, both neighbors didn't have any problem.
Okay.
I talked to both of them.
You talked to both, okay.
The one neighbor was out tonight, and at last minute I forgot to get him to
okay,
sign.
Okay.
So that's a wood retaining wall, is that correct?
Yes, there's a, yes.
And beyond that is
marshland,
cattails, that sort of, phragmites and whatnot.
Okay.
Okay. Okay, Mr. Bourbon?
No questions.
Mr. Mills?
No other questions.
And again, Mr. Hudson?
No.
Okay, and I have no further questions. So hearing them, are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I will entertain a motion.
Chairman, I'd like to make a motion that we approve case number 11,396 for the following reasons. The uniqueness of the property, as has been stated by the applicant, that with the marshland and also the setbacks being incurred in the shape of the parcel itself. Also, the fact that the variance is necessary to enable reasonable use of the property because of the, I believe it looks like something like 111 feet front, but I don't think they can use that with the marshland, so that makes it also a tight fit in there for the reasonable use of the property. And the unnecessary hardship certainly hasn't been created by the applicant. The applicant had heard this in this transaction of the sale. And also the variance will not alter central character of the neighborhood. That also has been stated by the applicant. And the request of the variance is the minimum that will afford relief, and the requested variance represents the least modification possible of the regulation in use.
Okay. Do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
We have a motion by Mr. Rickards and a second by Mr. Workman that we approve case number 11,396. All those in favor of the motion? Mr. Mills?
Aye for the reasons stated.
Mr. Hudson?
Aye for those reasons stated.
Again, Mr. Rickards?
Aye for the reasons I stated.
Mr. Workman?
Aye for those reasons stated.
And I, Mr. Calloway, for the previous reasons that have been stated. So by a vote of 5-0, case number 11,396 is approved.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Yes, sir.
Thank you. Yes.